For WEKU, I'm Charles Compton. It's Labor Day weekend, and something unusual happens in Central Kentucky this Labor Day weekend. A couple of theaters are opening plays. That's pretty unusual for a holiday weekend. Here to talk about both productions is Rich Copley. He's an arts and culture reporter for the Lexington Herald Leader newspaper. Rich, why is the rule do play producers avoid starting something on a holiday weekend?
Well, I think as a producer, you tend to assume that people have other things to do on holiday weekends, whether they're going to go out of town or have, you know, some kind of family function or things like that. So I think you just tend to avoid doing things on those weekends because you may not get the audience that you want. Project C Theater and Balagula Theater accommodate 100 or so for each performance. So they, you know, and they have kind of defined audiences who really look for their work. So, I would anticipate they'll probably have a nice opening weekend, but they're also producing the following weekend, too. So
I like how you describe these two theaters as boutique theaters. Now, Balagula, they tend to do more edgy kinds of theater. What do they have planned?
Well, they have a play by a Kentucky native, Naomi Wallace, and this is kind of a critically, you know, universally acclaimed play called One Flea Spare. It's sort of a dark story set during the plague in 17th century England, and it's about class struggle that takes place when a wealthy couple are forced to share their home with two really, you know, fairly poor people, and just how the class structures kind of fall apart there. Though it's acclaimed, it's not often produced because it's kind of tough subject matter and a little bit dark, but definitely a play well worth seeing if somebody's putting it up.
Now, what's over at Project C Theater?
Project C, now this is a new company, and they're sort of, you know, just getting their track record going. They produced a show last December called Lonely Planet, which was about a man kind of trying to wall himself off from the AIDS crisis that was starting in New York. And they've decided to come back and produce an entire season, and they're starting it off with a play called Boom by Peterson Nocktree. It's kind of a comedy with very big themes to it. It's about a sort of anonymous meeting between two people that has sort of universal ramifications.
And finally, Questapalooza returns this weekend. It's a Christian music festival there in Lexington.
It is, and this is a Labor Day staple, or it's become a Labor Day staple the last few years. This is the sixth edition of Questapalooza, and I believe they've been on Labor Day weekend for the last three or four editions. But this year they are bringing in Third Day, which is easily one of the biggest names in Christian rock. They were here 2 years ago, it's just a big old kind of festival, carnival type atmosphere over adjacent to Quest Community Church, which is sort of tucked off Reynolds Road behind the Meyer in the Fayette Mall area.
Rich Copley, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Rich Copley is an arts and culture reporter for the Lexington Herald Leader newspaper. Find out more about what's going on this weekend by going to the WEKU website. Events are outlined there at weku.fm. They're also found in today's edition of the Lexington Herald Leader newspaper. Just go to the Weekender section. For WEKU, I'm Charles Compton.